Our gospel lesson this morning is from the book of John, reading chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Story of a woman caught in adultery. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him, but Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, the oldest leaving first. Only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Allie and Bailey have returned to the sanctuary, and they brought light with them. For when we are baptized into the life of Christ, we carry the light of Christ with us wherever we go. But we all know that that light can grow, it can be bright at times, it can be dim at times, it can even go out. So that is why we come to this table. That is why we come to this table of renewal, to this table of faith, to this table of forgiveness. I had Dan to read this scripture a few moments ago, which is a rather unusual scripture to read for a service of baptism and communion, but it's an unusual scripture in its own right. It's a wonderful story about a woman who had committed a great sin. She had committed adultery. According to the law, she was supposed to be stoned. They brought her to Jesus, and remember what he said, "Those of you without sin can cast the first stone." That's a great, great story of forgiveness. But you may have noticed in your Bible, if your Bible's like mine, my old duct tape Bible here, see, it has a lot, I need some more duct tape on it, girls, because I've been using this a long time. If I go to the 8th chapter of John in my Bible, it begins with the 12th verse. Dan, I don't know if you noticed in your Bible, but in some Bibles, they don't even have this story. I'd have to read it from the footnotes. And there's a reason for that. Because most scholars say in the ancient manuscripts that this story was not in the Gospel of John. At least that's what I've always been taught. And they say it doesn't really fit. Well, I always thought that until recently when I studied this great festival of tabernacles, this great festival when they had the water ceremony and then Jesus gets up and proclaims, "I'm the light of the world." There was a group of people called the Essenes. They lived in a community called Qumran. They gave us the Dead Sea Scrolls. They called themselves the Sons of Light. They believed in the light. They proclaimed the light. Everywhere they went, they carried the light. And I discovered that before there would be a proclamation of light, there was always a story of forgiveness. And it made perfect sense to me that this is why this story is in the 8th chapter of John. It's immediately after the story of forgiveness that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. And the one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, will not walk in the darkness of sin, will not walk in the darkness of being lost and confused, but will walk in the light of life. And today through baptism, we have celebrated this light and this life. But now we come to the table because it is only when we come to the table and we bring our light, whether it is burning brightly or not burning at all, this is where it is renewed. This is where the light becomes clear again. This is where the light becomes bright in our life again, when we become focused on the Christ who gave everything for us. For when he gathered with his disciples, he took bread and he broke the bread and he said, "This is my body that is broken for you." And then he took the cup and he said, "This cup, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant that is shed for you." And so we're going to invite you to come to the table, to come to the table to receive grace, to come to the table to receive light, to come to the table to receive forgiveness.